Megan Cowell's legal career started in 2006, when former Honolulu prosecutor and mayor Peter Carlisle hired her as a deputy prosecuting attorney. Cowell was promoted to the department's career criminal division, where she tried murders, sex assaults, and other violent crimes. But in 2010, she left the office.
Keith Conacher won the election, and he brought in Catherine Kealoha, who was my supervisor at the time. And I was trying to tell people that she was doing things that were unethical and untruthful, but nobody was listening to me. And it was because I was a line deputy and she was a supervisor. So I left.
Cal says she wanted to continue to sharpen her skills as a lawyer, but her options were limited. She decided to work in private civil law firms before opening her own practice, where she gained experience as a criminal defense lawyer. Cal says she's running for the prosecuting attorney job because of the Kealoha corruption scandal.
It was very difficult for me to sit back and watch that office basically burn up in flames. You know, I have a loyalty to that office. That's where I began my legal career. That's where I learned my trial skills. And so it was very difficult to sit back and watch the employees and the very good deputies there get trampled on by the administration.
Cal says transparency and restoring public trust in the department are priorities. One action she would take if elected is to seek the resignation of anyone who helped Catherine Kealoha. Cal's priorities are centered around staff training and effective treatments for drug addiction and mental health. Both are challenges for the department that she says she can help address.
I'm very active in trials and litigation. And so not only will I be able to lead by example, but I will implement very good training sessions for the deputies. I'm working with the community and educating the legislators and the people that are able to make the decisions regarding drug and mental health treatment. Drug and mental health treatment is something that most people don't understand, but I have assisted many family members and clients and friends through not just drug treatment, but mental health treatment.
Cal doesn't believe it's the prosecutor's job to take up reforms of the criminal justice system. She says it's the prosecutor's job to uphold the law, whatever his or her personal beliefs may be. However, Cal says a prosecutor can act as a role model for the community and advise legislators on changing the laws. Like some of her opponents, Cal believes the next prosecutor should have experience as a deputy prosecutor.
If you don't have that experience, there is no way you're going to be able to run an office of 300 people. There are several different divisions. They are run the way they are for a reason. There's a learning curve that every deputy prosecuting attorney must go through. And there just is no time for the prosecuting attorney to learn how the office works.
Cal asks voters to study each candidate for prosecutor because she says the department holds more power than the mayor of Honolulu. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.